وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, إن شاء الله we have the class from the book بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى. باب الأذان, باب الأذان, chapter 2, باب الأذان, the call to prayer, the call to prayer. قال رحمه الله تعالى باب الأذان, عن عبد الله بن زيد بن عبد ربه رضي الله تعالى عنه قال طاف بي وأنا نائم رجل فقال تقول الله أكبر الله أكبر, فذكر الأذان بتربيع التكبير بغير ترجيع والإقامة فرادى إلا قد قامت الصلاة. قال فلما أصبحت أتيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إنها لرؤيا حق. الحديث أخرجه أحمد وأبو داود وصححه الترمذي وابن خزيمة وزاد أحمد في آخره قصة قول بلال في أذان الفجر الصلاة خير من النوم. ولابن خزيمة عن أنس قال من السنة إذا قال المؤذن في الفجر حي على الصلاة قال الصلاة خير من النوم. نارير عبد الله ابن زيد ابن عبد ربي رضي الله عنه a man appeared to me while I was asleep and told me to say الله أكبر الله أكبر. Allah is the most great, Allah is the most great. And he mentioned the adhan with Allahu Akbar 4 times without tarjih, without saying it first with lower voice. Tarjih is to say with lower voice. So when the muadhin says, before he says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, before he says with loud voice, he says to himself with lower voice. Then he says with a lower voice. So in this hadith, to say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great, Allah is the most great, and he mentioned the adhan without Allahu Akbar 4 times, and he mentioned the adhan with Allahu Akbar 4 times without tarjih, and the iqama once, except qad qamat as-salah, the prayer is still ready to begin. The prayer is still ready to begin. He repeated it twice. Here Abdullah said, when it was morning, I went to Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, it is a true vision. It is a true vision. Reported by Ahmad and Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, and Ibn Khuzaym agreed it sahih, authentic. Ahmad added to the end of the above hadith, the story of Bilalis, radiallahu anhu, Bilalis' statement in the Fajr, and then morning prayer call, As-salatu khayru min an-nawm, prayer is better than sleep. Prayer is better than sleep. And Al-Khuzaymah, Ibn Khuzaymah reported from Anas radiallahu anhu, it's from the Sunnah, that when the Mu'adhin says, meaning in the first adhan of Fajr, and some ulama they say second adhan of Fajr, prayer time, Hayya ala salah, come to the success, he says, also, as-salatu khayr min an-nawm, prayer is better than sleep. Prayer is better than sleep. People of knowledge, they differ when to say as-salatu khayr min an-nawm in the adhan of Fajr prayer. Is it the first adhan, which is a part of the night, or it's in the second adhan, which is the beginning of the dawn of the fajr. And then after that, after time, there will be the iqama. Which one is right? Sheikh al-Albani says in the first adhan. And other ulama like Sheikh Ibn Baz, they say in Sheikh Uthaymeen, they say the second adhan. But they agree upon there is as-salatu khayrun min al-nawm in the adhan of fajr. Allahu a'lam, which opinion is stronger? وعن أبي محذورة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علمه الأذان فذكر فيه الترجيع أخرجه مسلم ولكن ذكر التكبير في أوله مرتين فقط رواه الخمسة فذكروه مربعا Abu Mahdura radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him the adhan, means call to prayer, and he, means the narrator, mentioned the tarji' in it. Muslim reported, but mentioned the phrase takbir, Allah is the most great, at its beginning, just twice. Al-Khamsa reported but mentioned the takbir four times. So in this hadith, that the Sahabi Abu Mahdura, who used to make adhan in Makkah, Prophet ﷺ taught him how to make adhan and also the tarji' to say the with a lower voice before he says with the high voice. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أمر بلال أن يشفع الأذان ويوتر الإقامة إلا الإقامة يعني إلا قد قامت الصلاة متفق عليه ولم يذكر مسلم الاستثناء وللنسائي أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلالا نارير أنس رضي الله عنه بلال was commanded to announce the adhan, means each phrase, twice, and the iqama, means each phrase, once, except the prayer is stood ready to begin, to pronounce twice, agree upon. But Muslim didn't mention the exception. In narration of An-Nasa'i, has Bilal was ordered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وعن أبي جحيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رأيت بلالا يؤذن وأتتبع فاه ها هنا وها هنا وإصبعاه في أذنيه رواه أحمد والترمذي وصححه ولابن ماجه وجعل إصبعيه في أذنيه ولأبي داود لوى عنقه لما بلغ حي على الصلاة يمينا وشمالا ولم يستدر وأصله في الصحيحين وأنا أبي جحيفة رضي الله عنه I saw Bilal calling for prayer and I would follow means looking at his mouth means as he turned it this means right side and that means left side with his fingers in the ears reported by Ahmed and At-Tirmidhi who grade it sahih authentic In a narration of Ibn Majah, and he put his fingers in his ears. And also a narration of Abu Dawood, he turned his neck to the right and left when he reached Hayya ala Salah, come to the prayer, and didn't turn his body. And it is basic meaning is in Sahihain al-Bukhari al-Muslim. وعن أبي محذور رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعجبه صوته فعلمه الأذان رواه ابن خزيمة. Narrated Abu Mahdura, radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked his voice. So he taught him the adhan, means call to prayer, reported by Ibn Khuzaymah. وعن جابر بن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صليت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العيدين غير مرة ولا مرتين بغير أذان ولا إقامة رواه مسلم ونحوه في المتفق عليه عن ابن عباس وغيره ناري لجابر بن سمرة رضي الله عنه I pray with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the two Eids not only once or twice without an adhan or an iqama reported by Muslim. A similar narration is in Al-Bukhari and a Muslim narrated by Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and others. Means there is no adhan and there is no iqama for Eid prayers. وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه في الحديث الطويل في نومهم عن الصلاة ثم أذن بلال فصلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما كان يصنع كل يوم رواه مسلم وله عن جابر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أتى المزدلفة فصلى بها المغرب والعشاء بأذان واحد وإقامتين وله عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما جمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين المغرب والعشاء بإقامة واحدة وزاد أبو داود لكل صلاة وفي رواية له ولم ينادي في واحدة منهما نارير أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه in a long hadith about their sahaba about their the companion sleeping late past the time of salah, means prayer. Then Bilal proclaimed the adhan, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered the prayer, means while leading the companions, as he used to do every day. This hadith, the long hadith, shows that one time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion were traveling, and they were very tired. So last part of the night, before Fajr, they recited somewhere. And Prophet ﷺ command Bilal to be watchful to the prayer time, to call the adhan on time. But what happened, Bilal he also slept. Sleeping overtook him. And they wake up while the sun is up. When that happened, Prophet ﷺ, he commanded them to move from that spot to another place which was not that far. He's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this place is a place of shaitan. Then Bilal, he made the adhan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he prayed two rak'ah. Then iqama was made by Bilal. And then the two rak'ah of Fajr was prayed, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do every day. Muslim also reported from Jabir radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to Al-Muzdalifa and offer it and over at and over at it both the Maghrib and Isha prayers with one adhan and two iqama. Prophet ﷺ, when he was making Hajj, he combined the Maghrib and Isha. He prayed at Muzdalifa. So he didn't pray Maghrib at Arafah. He was Maghrib in Arafah place. He didn't pray ﷺ Maghrib there. He went until he came to Muzdalifa and it was already Isha time. And he performed both Isha and Maghrib. Maghrib and Isha with one adhan and two iqama. Muslim also reported from Ibn Umar, the Prophet ﷺ combined the Maghrib and Isha prayer with one iqama. Abu Dawud added the words for each prayer. And in another narration, he reported the adhan was not announced for anyone of them. وعن ابن عمر وعائشة رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن بلالا يؤذن بالليل إن بلالا يؤذن بليل فكلوا واشربوا حتى يؤذن حتى ينادي ابن أم مكتوم وكان رجلا أعمى لا ينادي حتى يقال له أصبحت متفق عليه وفي آخره إدراج ناري ابن عمر عائشة رضي الله عنها Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Bilal calls for prayer when it is still night. So eat and drink till Ibn Maktoum calls for prayer. And he, the narrator says this, Ibn Maktoum was a blind man who didn't call for prayer until he was told, it is morning time, it is morning time. agree upon. There is an idraj in its last part. There is idraj. Means, وَكَانَ رَجُّلًا أَعْمَى from the statement, and he, Ibn Maktoum, was a blind man. That's not from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. It is from the narrator. But the narrator has one word. So the one who doesn't know that, he thinks that all this is the words of the Prophet ﷺ, which is not the case. Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say Ibn Maktoum was a blind man. That's from the... وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى ورضي الله عنهما أن بلالا أذن قبل الفجر فأمره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يرجع فينادي ألا إن العبد نام رواه داود وضعفه. This is weak narration. Narrated ابن عمر that بلال called for prayer before dawn and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told him to return and announce law the slave of Allah means بلال had slept means hence this mistake. Reported by Abu Dawood and graded as da'if, weak. So that narration is weak. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا سمعتم النداء فقولوا مثل ما يقول المؤذن متفق عليه. Narrated أبو سعيد الخدري Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said when you hear the adhan repeat what the muadhin the caller maker says agree upon. وللبخاري عن معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه مثله ولمسلم عن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه في فضل القول كما يقول المؤذن كلمة كلمة سوى الحي علتين فيقول لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And البخاري has reported similarly in a narration by معاوية رضي الله عنهما and رضي الله عنه. And Muslim reported a narration by عمر regarding the virtue of repeating what the muadhin pronounces word by word, except when the muadhin says hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, come to the prayer, come to the success. One should say la hawla wala quwwata illa billah, there is no might and no power except with Allah, means with the help of Allah. There is no might and no power. La hawla wala quwwata, there's no might and no power except with, means the help of Allah. وعن عثمان بن أبي العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال يا رسول الله اجعلني إمام قومي فقال أنت إمامهم واقتدي بأضعافهم واتخذ مؤذنا لا يأخذ على أذاني أجرا. أخرجه الخمسة وحسنه الترمذي وصححه الحاكم. Narrated Uthman ibn Abbas, Uthman ibn Abi al-As, Uthman ibn Abi al-As, radiallahu anhu, he said, O Messenger of Allah, appoint me as the Imam, make me Imam, leader of my people, means in prayer. He said, you are the Imam, but you should follow, means observe the strength of the weak, of the weakest among them, and appoint a Mu'addin who doesn't charge for the call of Adhan. Reported by Al-Khamsa, Tirmidhi graded it, Hassan good, and Al-Hakim graded it, Sahih, authentic. وعن مالك بن الحويرث رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا حضرت الصلاة فليؤذن لكم أحدكم. الحديث أخرجه سبعة. نارير مالك بن الحويرث رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us when the time of salah means prayer comes, one of you should announce the adhan, reported by As-Sab'a. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لبلال إذا أذنت فترسل وإذا أقمت فاحدر واجعل بين أذانك وإقامتك مقدار ما يفرغ الآكل من أكله. الحديث رواه الترمذي وضعفه. ناري جابر رضي الله عنه Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said to بلال when you announce the adhan, say deliberately, and when you pronounce the iqama, say quickly. When you make the adhan, say it deliberately, no, slowly. And when you pronounce the iqama, utter quickly means say it quickly. And leave between your adhan and your iqama time for one who is eating to finish his food. Time for one who is eating to finish his food. Reported by At-Tirmidhi, who graded it al-da'if, meaning this knowledge is weak. وَلَهُ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰهُ سَلَّمْ قَالَ لَا يُؤَذِّنُ إِلَّا مُتَوَضِّئِ وَضَعَفَهُ أَيْضًا وَلَهُ عَنْ زِيَادِ بِنِ الْحَارِثِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَمَنْ أَذَّنَ فَهُوَ يُقِيمُ وَضَعَفَهُ أَيْضًا وَلِأَبِي دَاوُدَ مِنْ حَدِيثِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بِنِ زَيْدٍ أَنَّهُ قَالَ أَنَا رَأَيْتُهُ يَعْنِي الْأَذَانَ وَأَنَا كُنْتُ أُرِيدُهُ قَالَ فَأَقِمْ أَنْتَ وَفِيهِ ضَعْفٌ أَيْضًا narrated he also reported from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu the Prophet ﷺ said no one should announce adhan except the one who has performed the ablution reported by At-Tirmidhi who graded it da'if weak he also reported from Ziyad ibn al-Harith radiallahu anhu Allah's messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the one who announced the adhan should also pronounce the Iqamah, reported by At-Tirmidhi, who graded da'if, means weak. Narrated Abdullah ibn Zayd, in another narration of the hadith, reported by Abu Dawood, I saw it, means the adhan, means in a vision, and I wanted to announce it. Allah's Messenger said, you pronounce the Iqamah. This hadith is also da'if, means weak. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤذن أملك بالأذان والإمام أملك بالإقامة رواه ابن عدي وضعفه وللبيهقي نحو عن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه من قوله ناري أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said the muadhin has more right means to determine the time to announce the adhan and the imam has more right means to determine when to pronounce the إقامة reported by Ibn Adi who graded it da'if means weak. Al-Bayhaqi has reported a similar narration from the saying of Ali. وعن أنس المالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يرد الدعاء بين الأذان والإقامة رواه النسائي وصححه ابن خزيمة. Narrated أنس بن مالك Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said a supplication made between the adhan and iqama is not rejected. A supplication made between adhan and iqama is not rejected, means it's accepted by Allah. Reported by An-Nasai and Ibn Khuzaymi Giri is sahih, means authentic. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قال حين يسمع النداء اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته حلت له شفاعة يوم القيامة أخرجه الأربعة. ناري لجابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said if anyone says when he hears the adhan O Allah Lord of this perfect call and of the regular prayer which is going to be established. Kindly give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the right of intercession and superiority and send him, means on the day of judgment, to the best and the highest place in paradise which you promise him. He will be assured of my intercession on the day of judgment. Rawahu, reported by Al-Arba'ah. So this last hadith in this chapter, it shows the virtue of saying this dua for the Prophet ﷺ after the adhan. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tama. O Allah, the Lord of this perfect call. This perfect call. Perfect call means da'wati tama, means yes. والصلاة القائمة and the صلاة القائمة and of the regular prayer which is going to be established. آتي محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة. Kindly give Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم the right of intercession and superiority. آتي محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته and send him, means on the day of judgment, to the best and the highest place in paradise which you promise him. Whoever says that, Prophet said, حلت له شفاعة يوم القيامة اللهم اجعلنا من أهل هؤلاء يا رب. He will be assured of my intercession on the day of judgment. This is the end of chapter 2, كتاب الأذان from بلوغ المرام. والله أعلم صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.